In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the 28th day of the blessed month of Brahmat. May God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, where our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. On this day of the year 53 Anno Martyr, 337 Anno Domini, the righteous Emperor Constantine the Great departed. His father's name was Constantius the First Chloros, which means green, and his mother's name was Helena. Constantius reigned over Byzantium. Maximianus reigned over Rome, and Diocletian reigned over Antioch and Egypt. Constantius was pagan, but he was honorable, loved to do good, compassionate and merciful. He went to the city of Erraha, and there he saw Helena, liked her, and he married her. She was a Christian, and she conceived Constantine. Constantius left her in Erraha and returned to Byzantium. She brought forth Constantine and raised him up very piously, taught him every kind of learning, sowed on his heart mercy and compassion for the Christians, but she did not dare to have him baptized. Constantine grew up, and he was a bold and skillful horseman. He went to his father, who rejoiced in him when he saw that he was full of wisdom, knowledge, and he was skillful horseman. After his father's death, he received the kingdom and reigned with justice and integrity, and stopped all unfair practices. All the people were subject to him, and they loved him, and his righteous judgment spread throughout the empire. The nobles of Rome sent asking him to come and save them from the injustice of Maximianus. Constantine marched with his army toward Rome to save them. During the war, he saw in the heaven, in the middle of the day, a cross made of stars, and on it was written in Greek words, which being interpreted as, "With this you shall conquer." The light of the cross was more shining than the sun, and he showed it to his ministers and the nobles of his kingdom. They read what he was written, marveled, and they did not know for what reason that cross had appeared. That night the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a vision and told him, "Make a sign of yourself like that sign which you had seen, and with it you shall conquer your enemies." The next morning he prepared a large flag with the sign of the cross on it, and made the sign of the cross on all the armaments. He engaged with Maximianus in a battle and fought. Constantine overcame Maximianus, who withdrew with his army, and while crossing the bridge over the Tiber River, the bridge broke, and he and most of his men perished. Constantine entered Rome, and its people welcomed him with joy and gladness, and its learned men praised the honorable cross and called it the savior of their city. Then they celebrated for the cross 7 days, and Constantine became the emperor of the East and the West. When Constantine established himself in Rome, he and most of his soldiers were baptized by the Pope of Rome in the 11th year of his reign, which is the fourth year after the appearance of the Honorable Cross. He sent throughout the kingdom and commanded to set free all those who were imprisoned for the sake of faith, and that they should not work during the Passion Week as the apostles commanded. Then he sent his mother Helena to Jerusalem, where she discovered the Holy Cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the 17th year of his reign, the Holy Council, the 318 bishops assembled at Nicaea in the year 325 after Christ, which arranged the affairs of the Christians and put down the canons of the church. He rebuilt the city of Byzantium and called it after his name, Constantinia. And he brought to it many of the bodies of the apostles and the holy martyrs. He departed in the city of Nicomedia. They led him in a gold sarcophagus, carried him and brought him to Constantinia. The patriarch, bishops, priests, and all the people received him with prayer, psalms, and spiritual hymns, and led him in the sanctuary of the holy apostles. All the days of his life were 75 years. To our God is the glory, might, and dominion, and may his mercy and grace be upon us forever. Amen. On this day also, of the year 1568, Anno Martyr, April 5, year 1852, Anno Domini, the Holy Father Pope Petrus the 7th, the 109th Pope of Alexandria, departed. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen. Oh, sorry. On this day also, at the commemoration of Amba Sarabamun, known as the Veiled, Bishop of El Monofia. This blessed and great saint was contemporary the Pope of the Pope Petrus El Gauli and one of his famous bishops. God had granted him the gift to heal the sick and to cast out evil spirits. He was called Salib when he was a young man. Some evil women seized him and accused him of murdering a young man they had killed in the market. In the court, he lifted up his heart to God, and with tears he asked the help of St. Mary and other saints. He looked to the slain person and asked him to confess before the judge who killed him. The slain person rose up and told the judge about the murderesses. The judge was astonished and set Salib free. Salib left the court and went immediately to St. Anthony Monastery to become a monk. And later on, the Pope chose him a bishop for El Monofia. When Muhammad Ali Basha asked the Pope's help concerning his daughter Zohra Hanim, who was possessed by evil spirit, he sent Ambassador Bamun, who healed her by praying over her. Muhammad Ali offered him money, but he refused, saying that God's gifts are free. When the governor insisted, he asked for supplies and clothes for the monks in the monasteries and to reinstate the Copts their jobs in the government. May his prayer be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen. say your special seburo costa anti no three.